Exodus chapter 26. Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twined linen, and blue and purple and scarlet, with cherubims of cunning work shall you make them. The length of one curtain shall be 8 and 20 cubits, and the breadth of one curtain 4 cubits, and every one of the curtains shall have one measure. The 5 curtains shall be coupled together one to another, and the other 5 curtains shall be coupled one to another. And you shall make loops of blue upon the edge of one curtain from the selve edge in the coupling. And likewise shall you make in the utmost edge of another curtain in the coupling of the second. 50 loops shall you make in the one curtain, and 50 loops shall you make in the edge of the curtain, that is in the coupling of the second, that the loops may take hold one of another. And you shall make 50 clasps of gold, and couple the curtains together with the clasps, and it shall be one tabernacle. And you shall make curtains of goat's hair to be a covering upon the tabernacle. 11 curtains shall you make. The length of one curtain shall be 30 cubits, and the breadth of one curtain 4 cubits, and the 11 curtains shall be all of one measure. And you shall couple 5 curtains by themselves, and 6 curtains by themselves, and shall double the 6th curtain in the forefront of the tabernacle. And you shall make 50 loops on the edge of the one curtain that is outmost in the coupling, and 50 loops in the edge of the curtain which couples the second. And you shall make 50 clasps of brass, and put the clasps into the loops, and couple the tent together, that it may be one. And the remnant that remains of the curtains of the tent, the half curtain that remains, shall hang over the backside of the tabernacle. And a cubit on the one side, and a cubit on the other side of that which remains in the length of the curtains of the tent, it shall hang over the sides of the tabernacle on this side and on that side to cover it. And you shall make a covering for the tent of ram skins dyed red, and a covering above of badger's skins. And you shall make boards for the tabernacle of shittim wood standing up. 10 cubits shall be the length of a board, and a cubit and a half shall be the breadth of one board. 2 tenons shall there be in one board, set in order one against another. Thus shall you make for all the boards of the tabernacle. And you shall make the boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards on the south side southward. And you shall make 40 sockets of silver under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under one board for his 2 tenons, and 2 sockets under another board for his 2 tenons. And for the second side of the tabernacle on the north side, there shall be 20 boards, and there 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under one board, and 2 sockets under another board. And for the sides of the tabernacle westward, you shall make 6 boards. And 2 boards shall you make for the corners of the tabernacle in the 2 sides. And they shall be coupled together beneath, and they shall be coupled together above the head of it unto one ring. Thus shall it be for them both. They shall be for the 2 corners. And they shall be 8 boards, and their sockets of silver, 16 sockets, 2 sockets under one board, and 2 sockets under another board. And you shall make bars of shittim wood, 5 for the boards of the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 for the boards of the side of the tabernacle, for the 2 sides westward. And the middle bar in the midst of the board shall reach from end to end. And you shall overlay the boards with gold, and make their rings of gold for places for the bars, and you shall overlay the bars with gold. And you shall rear up the tabernacle according to the fashion thereof, which was shown you in the mount. And you shall make a veil of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen of cunning work, with cherubims shall it be made. And you shall hang it upon 4 pillars of shittim wood overlaid with gold. Their hooks shall be of gold upon the 4 sockets of silver. And you shall hang up the veil under the clasps, that you may bring in there within the veil the ark of the testimony, and the veil shall divide unto you between the holy place and the most holy. And you shall put the mercy seat upon the ark of the testimony in the most holy place. And you shall set the table outside the veil, and the candlestick over against the table on the side of the tabernacle toward the south. And you shall put the table on the north side. And you shall make a hanging for the door of the tent of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twine linen worked with needlework. And you shall make for the hanging five pillars of shittim wood, and overlay them with gold, and their hooks shall be of gold, and you shall cast five sockets of brass for them. Exodus chapter 27. And you shall make an altar of shittim wood, 5 cubits long and 5 cubits broad. The altar shall be 4 square, and the height thereof shall be 3 cubits. And you shall make the horns of it upon the 4 corners thereof. His horn shall be of the same, and you shall overlay it with brass. And you shall make his pans to receive his ashes, and his shovels, and his basins, and his meat hooks, and his firepans. All the vessels thereof you shall make of brass. And you shall make for it a grate of network of brass, and upon the net shall you make 4 brazen rings in the 4 corners thereof. And you shall put it under the edge of the altar beneath, that the net may be even to the middle of the altar. And you shall make staves for the altar, staves of shittim wood, and overlay them with brass. And the staves shall be put into the rings, and the staves shall be upon the 2 sides of the altar to bear it. Hollow with boards shall you make it, as it was shown you in the mount, so shall they make it. And you shall make the court of the tabernacle for the south side southward. There shall be hangings for the court of fine twine linen of 100 cubits long for 1 side. And the 20 pillars thereof and their 20 sockets shall be of brass. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets shall be of silver. And likewise for the north side in length, there shall be hangings of 100 cubits long, and his 20 pillars and their 20 sockets of brass, the hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver. And for the breadth of the court on the west side shall be hangings of 50 cubits, their pillars 10 and their sockets 10. And the breadth of the court on the east side eastward shall be 50 cubits. The hangings of 1 side of the gate shall be 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. And on the other side shall be hangings 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. And for the gate of the court shall be a hanging of 20 cubits of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twine linen, worked with needlework, and their pillars shall be 4, and their sockets 4. All the pillars round about the court shall be filleted with silver, their hooks shall be of silver, and their sockets of brass. The length of the court shall be 100 cubits, and the breadth 50 everywhere, and the height 5 cubits of fine twine linen, and their sockets of brass. All the vessels of the tabernacle in all the service thereof, and all the pins thereof, and all the pins of the court shall be of brass. And you shall command the children of Israel that they bring you pure olive oil beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn always in the tabernacle of the congregation outside the veil, which is before the testimony. Aaron and his sons shall order it from evening to morning before Yahweh. It shall be a statute forever unto their generations on behalf of the children of Israel. Exodus chapter 28. And take you unto you Aaron, your brother, and his sons with him, from among the children of Israel, that he may minister to me in the priest's office, even Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, Aaron's sons. And you shall make holy garments for Aaron your brother, for glory and for beauty. And you shall speak to all that are wise-hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister to me in the priest's office. And these are the garments which they shall make: a breastplate, and an ephod, and a robe, and a broidered coat, a turban, and a girdle. And they shall make holy garments for Aaron your brother and his sons, that he may minister to me in the priest's office. And they shall take gold and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen. And they shall make the ephod of gold, of blue, and of purple, of scarlet, and fine twine linen with cunning work. It shall have the two shoulder pieces therefore joined at the two edges thereof, and so it shall be joined together. And the curious girdle of the ephod which is upon it shall be of the same according to the work thereof, even of gold, of blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen. And you shall take two onyx stones, and engrave on them the names of the children of Israel, six of their names on one stone, and the other six names of the rest on the other stone, according to their birth. With the work of an engraver in stone, like the engravings of a signet, shall you engrave the two stones with the names of the children of Israel. You shall make them to be set in settings of gold, and you shall put the two stones upon the shoulders of the ephod for stones of memorial to the children of Israel, and Aaron shall bear their names before Yahweh upon his two shoulders for a memorial. And you shall make settings of gold, and two chains of pure gold at the ends, of wreathen work shall you make them, and fasten the wreathen chains to the settings. And you shall make the breastplate of judgment with cunning work, after the work of the ephod you shall make it, of gold, of blue, and of purple, and of scarlet, and of fine twined linen shall you make it. Four square it shall be being doubled, a span shall be the length thereof, and a span shall be the breadth thereof, and you shall set it in settings of stones, even four rows of stones. The first row shall be a sardius, a topaz, and a carbuncle. This shall be the first row, and the second row shall be an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond, and the third row a ligure, an agate, and an amethyst. And the fourth row, a beryl, and an onyx, and a jasper, they shall be set in gold in their settings. And the stones shall be with the names of the children of Israel, 12 according to their names, like the engravings of a signet. Every one with his name shall they be according to the 12 tribes. And you shall make upon the breastplate chains at the ends of wreathen work of pure gold. And you shall make upon the breastplate two rings of gold, and shall put the two rings on the two ends of the breastplate. And you shall put the two wreathen chains of gold in the two rings which are on the ends of the breastplate, and the other two ends of the two wreathen chains you shall fasten in the two settings, and put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod before it. And you shall make two rings of gold, and you shall put them upon the two ends of the breastplate in the border thereof, which is in the side of the ephod inward. And two other rings of gold you shall make, and shall put them on the two sides of the ephod underneath, toward the forepart thereof, over against the other coupling thereof, above the curious girdle of the ephod. And they shall bind the breastplate by the rings thereof to the rings of the ephod with a lace of blue, that it may be above the curious girdle of the ephod, and that the breastplate be not loosed from the ephod. And Aaron shall bear the names of the children of Israel in the breastplate of judgment upon his heart, when he goes into the holy place, for a memorial before Yahweh continually. And you shall put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be upon Aaron's heart, when he goes in before Yahweh, and Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel upon his heart before Yahweh continually. And you shall make the robe of the ephod all of blue, and there shall be a hole in the top of it. In the midst thereof it shall have a binding of woven work round about the whole of it, as it were the whole of a corselet, that it be not torn. And beneath the hem of it you shall make pomegranates of blue, and of purple, and of scarlet, round about the hem thereof, and bells of gold between them round about, a golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell and a pomegranate upon the hem of the robe round about. And it shall be upon Aaron to minister, and his sound shall be heard when he goes in to the holy place before Yahweh, and when he comes out, that he dies not. And you shall make a plate of pure gold, and engrave upon it, like the engravings of a signet, Holiness to Yahweh. And you shall put it on a blue lace that it may be upon the turban, upon the forefront of the turban it shall be. And it shall be upon Aaron's forehead, that Aaron may bear the iniquity of the holy things, which the children of Israel shall hollow in all their holy gifts. And it shall be always upon his forehead, that they may be accepted before Yahweh. And you shall embroider the coat of fine linen, and you shall make the turban of fine linen, and you shall make the girdle of needlework. And for Aaron's sons you shall make coats, and you shall make for them girdles, and bonnets shall you make for them, for glory and for beauty. And you shall put them upon Aaron your brother, and his sons with him, and shall anoint them, and consecrate them, and sanctify them, that they may minister to me in the priest's office. And you shall make them linen breeches to cover their nakedness, from the loins even to the thighs they shall reach. And they shall be upon Aaron and upon his sons, when they come into the tabernacle of the congregation, or when they come near to the altar of to minister in the holy place, that they bear not iniquity and die. It shall be a statute forever unto him and his seed after him. Exodus chapter 29. And this is the thing that you shall do to them, to hallow them, to minister unto me in the priest's office. Take one young bullock and two rams without blemish, and unleavened bread, and cakes unleavened mixed with oil, and wafers unleavened anointed with oil, of wheaten flour shall you make them. And you shall put them into one basket, and bring them in the basket with the bullock and the two rams. And Aaron and his sons you shall bring to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall wash them with water. And you shall take the garments and put upon Aaron the coat and the robe of the ephod and the breastplate, and gird him with the curious girdle of the ephod. And you shall put the turban upon his head, and put the holy crown upon the turban. Then shall you take the anointing oil, and pour it upon his head, and anoint him. And you shall bring his sons, and put coats upon them. And you shall gird them with girdles, Aaron and his sons, and put the bonnets on them. And the priest's office shall be theirs for a perpetual statute. And you shall consecrate Aaron and his sons, and you shall cause a bullock to be brought before the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the bullock, and you shall kill the bullock before Yahweh by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And you shall take of the blood of the bullock, and put it upon the horns of the altar with your finger, and pour all the blood beside the bottom of the altar. And you shall take all the fat that covers the inwards, and the lobe that is above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and burn them upon the altar. But the flesh of the bullock and his skin and his dung shall you burn with fire outside the camp. It is a sin offering. You shall also take one ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the ram. And you shall slay the ram, and you shall take his blood and sprinkle it round about upon the altar. And you shall cut the ram in pieces, and wash the inwards of him and his legs, and put them unto his pieces and unto his head. And you shall burn the whole ram upon the altar. It is a burnt offering to Yahweh. It is a sweet savour, an offering made by fire to Yahweh. And you shall take the other ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the ram. Then shall you kill the ram, and take of his blood, and put it upon the tip of the right ear of Aaron, and upon the tip of the right ear of his sons, and upon the thumb of their right hand, and upon the great toe of their right foot, and sprinkle the blood upon the altar round about. And you shall take of the blood that is upon the altar, and of the anointing oil, and sprinkle it upon Aaron, and upon his garments, and upon his sons, and upon the garments of his sons with him. And he shall be hallowed, and his garments, and his sons' garments with him. Also you shall take of the ram the fat and the rump, and the fat that covers the inwards, and the lobe above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and the right shoulder, for it is a ram of consecration. and one loaf of bread, and one cake of oiled bread, and one wafer out of the basket of the unleavened bread, that is before Yahweh. And you shall put all in the hands of Aaron, and in the hands of his sons, and shall wave them for a wave offering before Yahweh. And you shall receive them from their hands, and burn them upon the altar for a burnt offering, for a sweet savour before Yahweh. It is an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. And you shall take the breast of the ram of Aaron's consecration, and wave it for a wave offering before Yahweh. And it shall be your part, and you shall sanctify the breast of the wave offering, and the shoulder of the heave offering, which is waved, and which is heaved up, of the ram of the consecration, even of that which is for Aaron, and of that which is for his sons. And it shall be Aaron's and his sons by a statute forever, from the children of Israel, for it is a heave offering. And it shall be a heave offering from the children of Israel, of the sacrifice of their peace offerings, even their heave offering unto Yahweh. And the holy garments of Aaron shall be his sons after him, to be anointed therein, and to be consecrated in them. And that son that is priest in his stead shall put them on 7 days, when he comes into the tabernacle of the congregation to minister in the holy place. And you shall take the ram of the consecration, and boil his flesh in the holy place. And Aaron and his son shall eat the flesh of the ram, and the bread that is in the basket, by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And they shall eat those things with which the atonement was made, to consecrate and sanctify them, but a stranger shall not eat thereof, because they are holy. And if any of the flesh of the consecrations or of the bread remains unto the morning, then you shall burn the remainder with fire. It shall not be eaten, because it is holy. And thus shall you do to Aaron and to his sons, according to all things which I have commanded you. 7 days shall you consecrate them. And you shall offer every day a bullock for a sin offering for atonement. And you shall cleanse the altar when you have made an atonement for it. And you shall anoint it to sanctify it. 7 days you shall make an atonement for the altar and sanctify it. And it shall be an altar most holy. Whatever touches the altar shall be holy. Now this is that which you shall offer upon the altar. 2 lambs of the first year, day by day continually. The one lamb you shall offer in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer at evening. And with the one lamb, 1/10 deal of flour mingled with the 1/4 part of hin of beaten oil, and the 1/4 part of a hin of wine for a drink offering. And the other lamb you shall offer at evening, and shall do thereto according to the meat offering of the morning, and according to the drink offering thereof, for a sweet savour, an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. This shall be a continual burnt offering throughout your generations at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before Yahweh, where I will meet you to speak there unto you. And there I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified to my glory. And I will sanctify the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar. I will sanctify also both Aaron and his sons to minister to me in the priest's office. And I will dwell among the children of Israel and will be their God. And they shall know that I am Yahweh their God, that brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. I am Yahweh their God. Exodus chapter 30. And you shall make an altar to burn incense upon, of shittim wood shall you make it. 1 cubit shall be the length thereof, and 1 cubit the breadth thereof. 4 square shall it be, and 2 cubits shall be the height thereof. The horns thereof shall be of the same. And you shall overlay it with pure gold, the top thereof and the sides thereof round about, and the horns thereof, and you shall make unto it a crown of gold ring of gold round about. And 2 golden rings shall you make unto it under the crown of it. By the 2 corners thereof, on the 2 sides of it shall you make it, and they shall be for places for the staves to bear it therewith. And you shall make the staves of shittim wood, and overlay them with gold. And you shall put it before the veil that is by the ark of the testimony before the mercy seat that is over the testimony, where I will meet with you. And Aaron shall burn thereon sweet incense every morning. When he dresses the lamps, he shall burn incense upon it. And when Aaron lights the lamps at evening, he shall burn incense upon it, a perpetual incense before Yahweh throughout your generations. You shall offer no strange incense thereon, nor burnt sacrifice, nor meat offering, neither shall you pour a drink offering thereon. And Aaron shall make an atonement upon the horns of it once in a year, with the blood of the sin offering of atonement. Once in the year shall he make atonement upon it throughout your generations. It is most holy unto Yahweh. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, When you take the sum of the children of Israel after their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul unto Yahweh, when you number them, that there be no plague among them, when you number them. This they shall give, every one that passes among them that are numbered, half a shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary. A shekel is 20 gerahs, a half shekel shall be the offering of Yahweh. Every one that passes among them that are numbered from 20 years old and above shall give an offering unto Yahweh. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel when they give an offering unto Yahweh to make an atonement for your souls. And you shall take the atonement money of the children of Israel and shall appoint it for the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, that it may be a memorial to the children of Israel before Yahweh to make an atonement for your souls. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, You shall also make a laver of brass, and his foot also of brass, to wash therewith. And you shall put it between the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, and you shall put water therein. For Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet thereat. When they go into the tabernacle of the congregation, they shall wash with water, that they die not. Or when they come near to the altar to minister, to burn offering made by fire unto Yahweh. So they shall wash their hands and their feet, that they die not, and it shall be a statute for ever to them, even to him and to his seed throughout their generations. Moreover, Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Take you also unto you principal spices, of pure myrrh, 500 shekels, and of sweet cinnamon, half so much, even 250 shekels, and of sweet calamus, 250 shekels, and of cassia, 500 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, and of olive oil a hin. And you shall make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of the apothecary. It shall be a holy anointing oil. And you shall anoint the tabernacle of the congregation therewith, and the ark of the testimony, and the table, and all his vessels, and the candlestick, and his vessels, and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offering, with all his vessels, and the basin, and his foot. And you shall sanctify them, that they may be most holy. Whatever touches them shall be holy. And you shall anoint Aaron and his sons, and consecrate them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. And you shall speak to the children of Israel, saying, This shall be a holy anointing oil unto me throughout your generations. Upon man's flesh shall it not be poured, neither shall you make any other like it after the composition of it. It is holy, and it shall be holy unto you. Whoever compounds any like it, or whoever puts any of it upon a stranger, shall even be cut off from his people. And Yahweh said to Moses, Take unto you sweet spices, stacta and onycha and galbanum. These sweet spices with pure frankincense, of each shall there be a like weight. And you shall make it a perfume, a confection after the art of the apothecary, tempered together, pure and holy. And you shall beat some of it very small, and put of it before the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation, where I will meet with you. It shall be unto you most holy. And as for the perfume which you shall make, you shall not make to yourselves according to the composition thereof. It shall be unto you holy for Yahweh. Whoever shall make like unto that to smell thereto shall be even be cut off from his people.